Welcome to the session. Today, earlier we discussed what is fuzzy set, fuzzy relation. So now the continuation of that is fuzzy graph. So fuzzy graph is actually a situation of uncertain. For the graphs, you can use that fuzzy graph. Therefore, what is graph theory? Graph theory is one of the branches of modern mathematics, having experienced the most impressive development in recent years. So the origin of graph theory can be traced back to Euler's work on Königsberg-Bridges problem in 1735, which subsequently led to the concept of Eulerian graph. So now, before going to the fuzzy graph, let us review the findings in fuzzy graph literature review. In 1965, Lartier Zade introduced fuzzy set theory. In 1975, Arizino Rosenfield introduced fuzzy graph theory. In 1987, Bhattacharya introduced eccentricity and centers in fuzzy graph. In 1989, Gaer Butani introduced automorphism of fuzzy graph. 2003, Gaer Butani and Rosenfield introduced strong arcs in fuzzy graph. In 1994, W. Grein introduced fuzzy interval graph. 1993, Jane Morrison introduced fuzzy line graph. 1994, again Morrison and Pank introduced operations of union, joint, partition, product, and composition of fuzzy graph. 1996, Jane Morrison and Neuer introduced cycles and co-cycles of fuzzy graph. In 1998, Somasundaram and another Somasundaram introduced domination fuzzy graph using effect edges. 1999, Sunita and Vijay Kumar introduced fuzzy bridges, fuzzy cutnotes vertices. In 1999, Sunita and Vijay Kumar introduced matrix aspects of fuzzy graph. In 2002, Sunita and Vijay Kumar introduced complement of a fuzzy graph. In 2003 to till date, so myself with this, my PhD scholar have discussed lot of topics on that. Among that few, I'm introducing now. Order, size, effective edges in fuzzy graph. Status and median in fuzzy graph. Domination, fuzzy bipartite graph. Fuzzy nodes, busy nodes of a fuzzy graph. Fuzzy independent dominating set, isomorphism and fuzzy graph, domination and independent irrelevance in fuzzy graph, truncation of fuzzy graph, fuzzy labeling, fuzzy irregular graph, fuzzy split domination, edge domination and independence in fuzzy graph, alpha product in fuzzy graph, two domination in fuzzy graph, fuzzy vertex order coloring. So these are the topics we have introduced in fuzzy graph in recent years. Now let us see what is the definition of the fuzzy graph. A fuzzy subset of non-empty set V is a mapping sigma from V to closed interval 0, 1. A fuzzy relation on V is a fuzzy subset of V cross V. A fuzzy graph is a pair of function sigma from V to closed interval 0, 1 and mu from V cross V to closed interval 0, 1. Where for all u, v in V, we have mu of u comma v less than or equal to minimum of sigma u comma sigma v. Now let us see the example. First one is a fuzzy graph, second one is a non-fuzzy graph. Why? See, between the vertices v1.9, v2.8, edge weight 0.6. So minimum is 0.8, which is 0.6, can. Edge weight can be less than or equal to the minimum. Then v2, v3, 0.7 is the minimum. You have edge weight is 0.6. v4, v3, the minimum is 0.7, edge weight is 0.3 allowed. v1, v4, minimum is 0.8, edge weight is 0.5. Therefore, which is a fuzzy graph. Why this is a non-fuzzy graph? See, you see that the minimum between v2 and v3 is 0.7. But what about the edge weight? It should be either equal to 0.7 or less than to 0.7. But here you are getting 0.8. So even though you have a membership in every edges, every vertices and all, but it's not satisfying the definition of the fuzzy relation, fuzzy graph, therefore which is not a fuzzy graph. This is actually called non-fuzzy graph. Yeah, fuzzy graph, next definition, H from tau comma nu is called fuzzy subgraph of G sigma comma mu. If tau of u less than or equal to sigma of u for all u in V, and nu of u comma V less than or equal to mu of u comma V for all u comma V in V. Next definition. A fuzzy subgraph, if it is spanning fuzzy subgraph, if spanning subgraph of G, if tau of u equal to sigma of u for all u in V, then you can say which is a spanning subgraph. You see the example. So this is a fuzzy graph, this is a fuzzy subgraph. Why? Fuzzy graph, all the between the vertices, you have to take minimum, edge weight should be less than or equal to the vertices minimum. So this satisfies the fuzzy graph condition. Why this is a fuzzy subgraph? See, some of the edges may present or may not present in the subgraph, but the weight of the vertices and the edges may be less than or equal to the weight vertices present in the fuzzy graph. So therefore, the all the edges must present in the fuzzy subgraph. But vertices must present in the fuzzy subgraph. Edges may present or may not present, but the weight of the edges should be less than or equal to the weight of the fuzzy graph. Then naturally, which is a fuzzy subgraph. Which is a spanning subgraph. What is a spanning subgraph? Here, the vertices weight should be equal as a fuzzy graph. Then the other, it can be less than or equal. Therefore, which is a fuzzy spanning subgraph. Next, strong fuzzy graph. A fuzzy graph G equal to sigma comma mu is called strong fuzzy graph. If mu of x comma y equal to minimum of sigma x comma sigma y, not less than or equal, it should be minimum. Therefore, which is a strong fuzzy graph, which is not complete. What is the complete? Every vertices should be connected by every other vertices. Here there is no connection between V4 and V2 vertices edges. Therefore, which is not a complete. Therefore, which is a strong fuzzy graph. Why? V1, V2, minimum 0.8, edge weight 0.8. V2, V3, minimum 0.7, edge weight 0.7. Minimum V4, V3, 0.7, edge 8.7, V4, V3, minimum 0.7, edge 8.7, V1, V4, minimum 0.8, edge 8.8. Therefore, this is clearly strong fuzzy graph, but not complete. But what about the next diagram? So which is a complete fuzzy graph. Why? Each and every vertex is connected by every other vertices. Therefore, it satisfies mu of x comma y equal to sigma x meet sigma y equal condition satisfy. Therefore, which is strong and also complete. Therefore, which is a complete fuzzy graph. Neither complete nor strong fuzzy graph. Why? Because the minimum is 0.8, but here 0.6. Edge weight is not 0.8. Therefore, which is not a strong. Then, y which is neither complete. The mu of x comma y is equal to sigma x comma meet sigma y. That is also not satisfied. Therefore, neither complete nor strong fuzzy graph. Next, the complement of a fuzzy graph. The complement of a fuzzy graph G, sigma comma mu is a fuzzy graph G bar, sigma car bar comma mu bar, where sigma bar equal to sigma, mu bar of u comma v equal to sigma u meet sigma v minus of mu of u comma v. Now let us see the another definition, effect edge. An edge E, x comma y of a fuzzy graph is called effect edge if mu of x comma y equal to minimum of sigma x comma sigma y. If it is there, then you can say which is effect edge. Now let us see the diagram. You see that C, D, E and G are effective fuzzy edges. Why? Because it satisfies the definition of the effect edge. Mu of x comma y equal to minimum or sigma x comma sigma y. So C satisfy, D satisfy, E satisfy and G are effect edge. Others are not effect edge. Next, order and size of the fuzzy graph. G equal to sigma comma mu be a fuzzy graph. The order of G is defined to be order of G equal to sum of the vertex weight. And the size of the fuzzy graph is sum of the vertices weight. Edges weight. Mu of x comma y. Summation mu of x comma y. Now, what is the degree of the vertex? So, number of the edges incident on the particular vertex, which is called the degree. So, degree of x is defined, d of x equal to summation, x not equal to y, mu of x comma y. What is the minimum degree? So, among the degree, you have to select the minimum. What is the maximum degree? Among the degree, you have to select the maximum. Minimum degree is denoted by delta of G. Maximum degree is denoted by capital delta of G. You see that D of X. So what are the X incident on that? Incident on only one 0.4, 0.1, one alone. What is the D of U? D of U. How many intersection D of U 6, 4. Then D of V. D of V. V is here 0.3, 0.6, 0.9. D of U 0.4, 0.61. D of W. D of W, so 0.1 plus 0.4 plus 0.3. Okay, so this is 0.8. What is the minimum degree? 0.1. What is the maximum degree? 1. Next to path. A path being the fuzzy graph sigma comma mu is a sequence of distinct vertices x x naught to xn such that mu of x I minus 1 comma x I greater than 0, 1 less than or equal to I less than or equal to n. Here n greater or equal to 1 is called length of the path p, and the path p is a cycle if x naught equal to xp and n greater or equal to 3. Next definition, diameter. The diameter of the fuzzy graph is the length of the longest path of joining x to y. So, the diameter is longest length of the longest path joining x and y. The strength of the is the minimum among the vertices. Mu of xi minus 1 comma mu xi, which is i equal to 1tn. Minimum of mu of xi minus 1 xi. So, the strength of the path is defined to be the weight of the weakest edge of the path. So, note that the single vertex x may be considered as a path, and in this case, the path of length 0. So, you have four edge vertices. U1, U2, U3, U4, and you have 5 edges, all are having this. So, possible path from U1 to U2, U1 to U2, what are the possible path we are finding? So, the possible path for U1 to U2 is U1, U2, U1, U3, U2, U1, U4, U3, U2. So, here you have only one edge there for 1, here 2 edges, here 2, here you have find 3 edges, therefore which is 3. So, the strength of the corresponding path, so which is, first one is 0.6, next is 0.5, then the okay. Similarly, the possible path between U1, U3, U1, U2, U3, U1, U3, U1, U4, U2. The length is 2, 1, 2. The strength is 0.5, 0.8, 0.3. Two vertices are joined by a path or said to be connected. Otherwise, which is not connected. The strongest path joining any two vertices of XY has the strength mu infinity. Sometimes this is referred as connectedness between the vertices. So, therefore, you have ABC corresponding membership value, then DE corresponding membership value. How? In the above graph, A and B and C. A and C, E and D are joined by a path, therefore they are not connected. But there is no path between A or B or A or C and D or E or D or E, therefore they are called not connected. Now you have the fuzzy graph. Now you can find the strongest path. You have different U1, U2, U3, U4. Now the path between A and C. AC, only one path. Then ABC, you have the strength is what in ABC? 0.4. Next, ADC. Strength is 0.3. AEDC, strength is 0.4. So, the arc AC is the strongest path between A and C. So, the strength of the strongest path mu infinity of a comma c is 0. So among the minimum, you have to select the maximum. Similarly, other path between D and E from the previous, DE 0.4, DAE 0.3, DCAE 0.5, DAC 0.4. Therefore, the strongest path between B and E and the strength of the strongest path is V into D, comma E is 0.5. Now, this is the property 0 if less than or equal to S, less than or equal to T, less than or equal to 1, then sigma T, comma mu T is a fuzzy graph. By example, we have shown this. T equal to 0.5, S is equal to 0.3. So when compare this, this is a very simple so mu t sigma t is a fuzzy graph which is not relevant for the subgraph of this. Next example. If tau comma rho is a fuzzy subgraph of sigma comma mu, then for all u comma v in V, rho infinity of u comma v less than or equal to mu infinity of u comma v. Next, you see that mu rho infinity of u comma v less than or equal to mu infinity of u comma v from the diagram. 0.4 less than or equal to 0.6, 0.4 less than or equal to 0.6, 0.8 less than or equal to 0.8. Next class we discuss the fuzzy bridges, etc. Thank you. Mm-hmm.